Hello, now we are in the chapter number 9, where we will talk about the latest trends in procurement, sourcing, and vendor management. So what do you mean by procurement, sourcing, and vendor management? Now, procurement is the overall process of identifying vendors and sourcing goods, while sourcing specifically caters to identifying the best suppliers and vendors to get goods or services. And vendor management is, once you've identified suppliers, identified vendors, it's about how you manage the entire vendor life cycle, from contract to their entire relationship management, invoicing. So procurement, sourcing, and vendor management is what we will talk about in chapter 9. And we'll talk about how technology like artificial intelligence and machine learning and blockchain are influencing these traditional business processes. So again, like for an example, if you want to understand procurement, sourcing, and vendor management, if you consider you as a person, and suppose if you have to plan a birthday party or a farewell party or a wedding at your home, you go ahead and you start planning what to buy, how much quantity to buy, from where to buy. Should you buy from your local store, or should you order it online on Amazon, on Alibaba, on so many other stores? The same process is what a business would do on a larger scale. And with the advent of technology, the ability to buy global has broadened the entire scope, because earlier people would buy from vendors or suppliers in the same city, in the same state, but now they can buy internationally, they can look for the best pricing, they can look for the best vendors. And there are some other practices such as inclusivity and sustainable sourcing which have come into picture. So we will discuss all those in chapter number 9. So first is that how technology has changed vendor management, procurement, and sourcing. So the biggest change is, as I said, now, because of the ability to reach out to suppliers, and likewise for suppliers or vendors to reach out to buyers, people can now do transactions globally, internationally. So you're not limited to talking to or interacting to vendors that are physically or geographically closer to your business location. So you can now reach out to more people. And earlier, the entire process was manual. So if there is a procurement manager, and the procurement manager has been given the responsibility to, let's say, for example, purchase 100 laptops for a particular business, that person will have to first make a list of suppliers that would provide laptops in bulk to a business. So the person now has to first make a list of suppliers from the respective city, the state, country, globally, but it's manual. So that one single person or a team of people will have to make a list. They'll have to go on Google, they'll have to go on directories, they'll have to make a spreadsheet out of it, call each vendor, call each supplier, and then make a repository, an information sheet, and then discuss it internally with the approving authority, and then invite quotations from shortlisted vendors. But now, technology has made it easier. For example, all of you may have used ChatGPT or Copilot or Google's Gemini. So there, if you go ahead and ask, let's say ChatGPT, for example, that I need to procure 100 laptops for my business in Mumbai, and you mention certain terms and conditions, for example, the configuration of the laptop, the price range, and any other specification that you may have, and you ask the artificial intelligence software to give you a list of qualified vendors, that list would be given to you within a few seconds. That's a very simplified example, but that's how technology has speeded up the process. It's now very fast. You get information, and there is more on how technology influences, which we will go ahead and we will discuss further. So from spend analysis to performance monitoring, technology empowers VMOs. VMO means vendor management office, to optimize vendor relationships, identify cost savings, and ensure that they are getting the most value from the vendors. Now, if you look at all this analysis, from spend analysis to performance monitoring, before the technology was available, it was all done manually. If you go back a few decades earlier, it was done on paper. Then it was being done on spreadsheets, but now it's being done on software. So when you do analysis, whether it's performance analysis, whether it's spend analysis, you look at trends, it takes time and there are chances of manual errors. And the entire business, the entire transaction, the analysis is dependent on that one person or a team of people who are responsible to do the analysis. For example, if you talk about predicting your future demand. Now again, that has become easier because technology can let you simulate situations. We'll talk about quantum computing in a bit, but now you are able to simulate. So for example, you can simulate how the demand of goods and services could change in festive seasons, how the demand could change in case there are some geographical external factors like a war or like a pandemic. So you can simulate situations which was not possible or was cumbersome to do manually. So organizations can now benefit from these technological advancements because now this technology is available at a SaaS model, at a pay-as-you-go model. So companies, it could be a small startup, it could be a small business employing just 3 people or 5 people. Everybody has access to technology without any upfront capital investments. So everybody, be it a small business or be it an MNC, they can benefit from these technologies and they could improvise and optimize their entire supply chain, which would lead to cost savings. And the company will be able to make more informed decisions, just like we discussed about predicting your future demand. So you can make informed decisions and you have a wider reach to reach out to more vendors and de-risk your entire procurement process. So let's look at the trends in procurement. First, digital transformation, and that's where technology has played the part most, not only in procurement, but across industries and in our lives in general. So procurement processes are increasingly digital, utilizing technologies like AI, blockchain, and big data. So AI, we all know, artificial intelligence, you all would have used ChatGPT and Copilot, and that lets you get information. AI lets you analyze data. AI lets you create reports, create dashboards, which would have taken time to do manually. Blockchain is where, blockchain you would understand is blockchain is more like a distributed ledger. So you have records maintained and how it plays a part in procurement. There are multiple use cases for blockchain. One is smart contracts. So there you don't need a central third-party intermediary. Different parties can interact together. So smart contracts, we will discuss again in the chapter, but smart contracts are not traditional contracts. They're not pieces of paper like an agreement that you would have. It's more like a piece of code which with preset conditions. So the moment a vendor or a supplier meets the set terms and conditions, the transaction is executed. And what blockchain does is, blockchain stores information in blocks, which are connected by chains. That's the simplified version. But what happens is, since it's stored in blocks and every party, for example, here, it could be the buyer, the vendor, and any other stakeholders involved, will have an individual record of the same information, which cannot be altered. So nobody can make changes to it. So it's secure. And blockchain allows you to go ahead and verify the entire life cycle of procurement. For example, we discussed about purchasing laptops. Now, what happens is, suppose today if I order a laptop, let's say on Amazon, and a laptop is delivered to me. Now, what I get to know is that the order has been placed, the order has been processed, the order has been shipped, and when is it that I'm going to receive the order? So this entire chain of processes is something which I can know and I'm updated regularly. That's one benefit of having technology there, because earlier, if you go back a decade ago, if you order a laptop, you would not get to know when the order is processed, when it is shipped. You do not have any real-time tracking available. At best, when the order was shipped, you would have been given a tracking number and you could check where the shipment is before it reaches you. But now with blockchain, what happens is you can go ahead and you can check that how each and every component which has been used in your laptop was manufactured, where was it manufactured, who was the labor involved in producing each part that has been assembled in your laptop. And with the growing demand for sustainable manufacturing and avoiding for something like a child labor, people now want to do business with companies that have these values. And this blockchain allows you to go ahead and check the entire history of whatever products you are producing. For example, even in the B2C space, now if you buy health products, or for example, if you buy grains or flour or whatever products that you use in your home, they allow you to scan a QR code and check the entire sourcing history of the product that has been used. For example, which farmer was involved? Where was it produced? Where was it packed? So that is what technology lets you do. And the customer today wants to know. Businesses want to work with suppliers and vendors who have certain values, because inclusivity and sustainability are important, and especially big businesses, they are particular about following these guidelines because the customers are conscious. So, and now the third is big data. Now, big data is what allows you to analyze huge amounts of data. So earlier, as I said, we would use spreadsheet, but spreadsheets have a limitation. But since now businesses operate on a larger scale, for example, if you talk about an e-commerce company, the number of orders that they are getting. So suppose, let's take two examples. If you operate a small restaurant, let's say if you own a pizza shop and you have maybe two, three or four variants of pizza that you make and you sell, and if you have just one store, so it's easy for you to track that out of the four variants of pizza, for which variant you get more number of orders each day. Do you get more orders on Friday? Do you get more orders on Saturday? Do you get more orders on Sunday? Since you have only one store and four variants, you could just use a simple software, or you could use a simple spreadsheet. And at the end of the week or at the end of the month, you could run a pivot table, or you could do an analysis, and you get to know the variations and the trend. But let's say if you have 1,000 outlets of your pizza, for example, if you talk about Pizza Hut, if you talk about Domino's, but they have more than thousands of chains across the country. They have people coming into the restaurant and eating pizza. They have people ordering online, and they have to combine data from every source, from every outlet, and then analyze the consumption pattern for the country as a whole, for a particular state, for a particular city, a particular area within a city. For example, where is it that people eat more veg pizza? Where is it that people eat more pepperoni or more chicken toppings? So all this needs to be analyzed so that the pizza company is able to forecast future demand. The company is able to launch new variants or new offers for its customers. And there, that is where you need technology to combine data, source data, and give you those insights. And that is where digital transformation has helped companies not only access information, but process information and procure goods and services both. And then, as I said, sustainable procurement. So there is a growing emphasis on sustainability. And that's where technology is helping you, because, as I said, you are now able to track the sourcing, the shipping of each and every component of whatever goods or whatever services that you are buying. So you can ensure that if your company, or if as a buyer, you are conscious and you want to have a minimal environmental impact, then now you have the ability to track how the suppliers are producing, packing, and shipping goods to you, which earlier was not possible. All you could have done is rely on maybe an affidavit which the supplier would submit, but there was no way that you couldn't verify that. But with blockchain technology, now the supplier or even the buyer cannot go back and alter records, because these are distributed ledgers and nobody could change the history of the records. So now technology allows you to ensure that you get what you want, and that's where smart contracts also come into play, which we will talk about in a bit. And then we have supplier diversity. Now, companies now are focusing on building a diverse supplier base to promote inclusion and innovation. So apart from inclusion and innovation, you also want to de-risk your business. So you want to procure from different vendors in different geographies and ensure that even in terms of certain disruptions because of external factors, again, like a war or a pandemic or any such situation, you have enough suppliers in different regions. And also the ability to have suppliers from different regions, especially important for global organizations, because that allows them to manage the procurement costs effectively. Now, risk management is another important trend where technology has played a major part. Now, enhanced focus on identifying and mitigating risks in the supply chain, especially in the light of global disruptions like the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, again, the entire process now is not manual. You have the list of terms, conditions, and you have simulations. As I said, you have smart contracts where you do not need any intermediary or, for example, any legal authority to manage the entire agreement between a vendor and a supplier. So what happens is you have a list of terms which are in terms of a code, and the vendor is expected to meet those requirements. And the moment a vendor fulfills the requirements, the smart contract is executed and the payment is automatically transferred to the vendor. So now there is no need to have an escrow sort of arrangement. So that's where smart contract comes into picture. And then you have procurement automation. So use of automation tools for routine tasks such as order processing and invoice management. So again, something like an RPA, robotic process automation, which artificial intelligence and bots allow you to easily do that, freeing up manual workforce and also ensuring that manual errors are avoided. And then you have strategic sourcing, which is moving beyond cost considerations. So earlier, companies would primarily focus on procuring a certain quality of goods and services and choosing to do business with a supplier that quotes the least. That had been a very common practice. But now companies understand that cost, while it's a primary factor, it can't be the number one parameter to select a supplier. There are other factors where you need to look at the long-term value. For example, you need to look at the history of a supplier. How many years has a supplier been in business? How stable is the supplier organization? Or maybe the supplier organization is stable, it has a good management, but they operate from a geography or a country where stability could be an issue in the next 3 to 5 years. So even though they could be the lowest cost supplier, you may not choose to do business with them because that is not what could be a long-term value for your business. So now you need to look at a lot of other factors to ensure sustainable and long-term value when choosing to work with a supplier. Because now, especially larger companies, they don't only work with suppliers, they also groom suppliers, they share their expertise in managing operations, and they ensure that the quality and operational practices of suppliers and vendors improve as they do business with them. So you want to invest resources and time and energy on suppliers and vendors that could be long-term partners for your business, rather than choosing who is the lowest cost supplier today. And then you have global sourcing. Again, companies are diversifying the supplier base across different geographies, and not just companies, even as individuals, Today, we have the option to buy global brands, whether it is apparel, whether it is shoes, it's technology gadgets. We can buy from companies across the globe, which was earlier not possible. Same applies to businesses, but on a larger scale. So there are avenues where, being in India, you can buy from Germany, you can buy from US, you can buy from China, which technology has enabled global sourcing. And then you have collaborative sourcing. Now, this is where a group of buyers, whether they could be from the same industry or they could be different industries but who need similar suppliers, they come together and then they negotiate with suppliers and vendors, which lets them reduce cost because that gives them bargaining power. So suppose one vendor is supplying, let's say, 100 kg of a certain raw material to one buyer. So that buyer could then negotiate a certain pricing. But let's say five buyers come together and the combined requirement for the same raw material is, let's say, 350 kgs. So now, since they are procuring in bulk, even though their individual requirement could be 100 kg or less, but now they have a better bargaining power because now they are giving business worth 350 kgs to the same vendor. So as a collective group, they will be able to drive better costs and ensure better terms with each supplier and vendor. So strategic sourcing, collaborative sourcing, and global sourcing, these are the three sourcing trends that have been impacted by technology and has been made easier. And then we have sourcing analytics. Now, this is similar to any other analytics where you are able to better understand the data in terms of the trends, in terms of disruptions, in terms of what could be the future requirements. So leveraging advanced analytics to gain insights into supplier performance, market trends, and cost saving opportunities. So if you had to analyze suppliers only using a spreadsheet, it'll be difficult for you to capture each and every information, each and every trigger point that needs to be monitored. But with technology, especially with blockchain and other such tools, you can now track every movement. As we said, for example, if we order something online on Amazon or on other such platforms, we get to know information about every stage. And with technology, we can now monitor that where is it that the supplier is taking more time, where is it that we have room for improvement. And with all the data available, we can understand market trends, that how has the spend, not only overall, but for every category, for every SKU, for every geography, has changed over time, and what could be the forecast, short-term and long-term both. And then we have agile sourcing, which is adopting more flexible sourcing strategies to quickly adapt to market changes. So agile is being flexible, and that's the term used, that now with the information being available so easily and with tools that you could use, you could be more flexible with your sourcing strategies. You could change vendors, you could switch vendors. So there's a lot of flexibility that has now come in because of technology being available. And then we move to the third aspect after procurement and sourcing, we have vendor management. So vendor management is something similar to, let's say, a customer relationship management, where you have a set of companies or people and you maintain the entire records of your vendors. So the name of the company or the name of the supplier, their location, the terms, the pricing, and you ensure that somebody is working with the vendors to ensure that the agreed quality of work or the agreed quality of goods is being delivered to you as per the agreed timeline. So vendor relationship management is about developing deeper and more collaborative relationships with key vendors. Because as I said, now it's not just about buying goods or services at the lowest possible cost. It's about looking strategically at a long-term partnership with your vendors so that they continue to serve your business's requirements over a longer period. So you as a company or as a buyer is willing to invest time and energy to groom your vendor. And that's where the need to manage relationships and develop that relationships is important, and hence the need for vendor relationship management. Then it allows you to manage performance metrics. So there are different metrics that you need to monitor, right? From cost to timeliness to satisfaction levels. And technological tools let you not only monitor these metrics, they let you capture these metrics rather than somebody manually entering details. You're able to automatically capture these metrics, and you get dashboards, reports, triggers, alerts to ensure that the KPIs are being met by the vendors. And then you have contract management solutions. So now technology allows you to maintain sophisticated contract management, for example, smart contracts, which let you ensure compliance, track obligations, and manage renewals and negotiations effectively. Imagine a large organization, let's say a company with 10,000 employees and servicing customers globally. Imagine the number of vendors and suppliers the company has to deal with. And if they had to manage the agreements and the renewals all manually using papers and spreadsheets, which was an earlier, it's a cumbersome process. But now it's all being done thanks to technology. You get alerts, and we'll come to smart contracts, that is the game changing, which is going to become more prevalent in the next 5 to 10 years. So let's look at the trends in vendor management. Now, first is risk assessment and mitigation. Now, enhanced focus on assessing vendor risks and implementing strategies to mitigate them. For example, cybersecurity, financial stability, and operational resilience. Now, what technology, the main thing that technology does here is that it eliminates the need to have extremely skilled manpower to assess each of these important parameters. So technology has been built in with the checkpoints, the triggers, and it's also able to access data at a much, much larger scale. So if as a person, I have to look at the financial stability, let's say of supplier A, B, and C, I'll have maybe a set of questions, maybe 5, 10, 20, which I will ask, which I will verify, maybe I will audit, but that will take time and I will work on limited data points. But with technology, for example, artificial intelligence, they would look at maybe 2,000 or 5,000 data points, and it'll be able to give us the kind of report that we need about the financial stability of the vendor A, B, and C. So it's not only speeding up the process, it's giving us more data points. And that's a critical aspect, because manually, it's not possible to cover so many data points. Earlier, we used to have audits. So auditors would go with a checklist to a vendor organization and would ask questions, but audits could be manipulated and vendors are prepared for audits. But now it's being done technologically. They look at indicators online, and everything today is online. For example, the entire manufacturing process is being stored in a distributed ledger, which we call blockchain. And the technology tool can now access it and find out where the terms of agreement were not met. Then we have cloud-based VMO tools. It's like every software is now cloud-based. So the vendor managers could access tools on the go on their mobile phones. So you're not limited to be sitting at a particular office on a computer to access these tools. You have access to these tools on the go. And then let's look at now the integrated trends across all areas. So we spoke about the trends in procurement, the trends in sourcing and vendor management. So what are the integrated trends across all these areas? First is artificial intelligence and machine learning. Now, artificial intelligence is something which is now very pervasive and everybody is using it, whether individually or as a business. So procurement, sourcing, and vendor management have also been impacted. As we said, it lets you do better research, collect more information, get dashboards, get reports, get insights, carry out simulations to predict future demand. Then you have blockchain technology, which lets you track the entire life cycle of procurement, right from manufacturing to packaging to shipping, till the time it reaches the endpoint, be it your customer or your business. And you can then easily go ahead and verify the source of each and every single component. And that lets you have data-driven decision-making, because every data point is now being automatically captured. And technology allows you to analyze so much data. So that's where we spoke about big data. Then we have sustainability and corporate social responsibilities. Companies are now more socially and environmentally conscious, and they want to be selective with the kind of suppliers and vendors that they work with. So they want to have vendors who believe in certain values, be it politically, environmentally, and other such aspects. And then we have remote and hybrid work models, which have gathered pace, especially after the pandemic. Again, we are seeing some changes now, with more companies choosing to go back to more work in office, but these trends would keep changing. But the technological impact, especially artificial intelligence, machine learning, blockchain, and big data, cannot be questioned, and it will keep on improving even further.